Proclamation number 3334, dated the November 18th, 1944. The cause of hard living conditions. You cannot expect changes for the better in your living conditions as long as you don't change your will as well as your conduct in life yourselves. Your perception of the purpose of your earthly life is completely wrong, and you would never even think about it if you were given a carefree life of peaceful monotony or worldly pleasure. But you have to become aware of your true task on earth, and therefore you will be motivated by difficult conditions in life to think about it, because only then can the knowing beings, who are responsible for your spiritual care, mentally suggest an answer to you. And these difficult conditions shall worsen if they don't succeed in stimulating your thinking, because in that case you won't live consciously, i.e., you won't strive for spiritual development, which is the purpose and aim of your earthly life. And therefore you shall have to endure worldly hard times and should not expect improvements as long as you don't improve yourselves, i.e., as long as you don't accept divine will as your guiding principle of conduct. Because God can only educate you such that your will becomes active by itself, and you would only need a small amount of suffering if you thought of your own accord and shaped your life in accordance with its purpose. And you continue to be burdened by very hard conditions because you are not making any preparations for change. The earth will see much suffering. Hopelessness and anguish shall tire and exhaust the people, and yet they could provide themselves with an easier earthly life if they only recognized their suffering as a caution from God, who warns them in that manner to change their lives for their own sake. Because soul and body shall die on the path they are walking. God wants to save the soul and therefore puts the body under pressure. He wants to show you the right way if only you are willing to listen to Him. When you, because of the harder life, turn your thoughts to Him, when you question yourselves about the meaning and purpose of your existence and wish for a mental response. And if you listen to Him, if you heed His warnings and live accordingly, then He shall relieve you of your difficult living conditions. He shall save you from all evil, spiritually as well as earthly, because He only asks you to consider Him and carry out your true purpose in life, to strive for progress and not just concern yourselves with earthly life. Then He shall take your worries from you where it benefits your soul. Because God does not want you to suffer if you consider your spiritual well-being first. He must save you from eternal destruction by all means, which, however, you shall suffer if you live a carefree earthly life and achieve worldly fulfillment. Then your soul will be lost and you won't achieve your goal on earth, you won't strive upwards and therefore will have lived your life in vain. Amen.